Yes, indeed, folks. You know that sound, you know that familiar countdown. We are back here on the Holbert House Show, a very, very late notice spot show that I've put together here. Last minute, Saturday night, collision on the horizon, Dax the Axe match graphic awaits. And I thought, you know what, I got a spare hour or so. Let's hop on. We haven't done a house show this week. Let's sneak one in before we run out of time. So here I am in all my glory, looking as exhausted as ever. I actually honestly I'm pretty fresh today, because after the game night last night, I was hanging with the Late Night Grin Discord guys, and we were watching the Defy show. It was on. I looked at it a couple of times. We were talking about professional wrestling, and that was, so then for me, that was about 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And then the Ibu of Wrestle Purists, that you guys may know, he began to watch SmackDown, and he was texting me while he watched SmackDown. And I said, well, fuck, now I got to wait to see what he thinks of this AJ Randy match, you know? Next thing I knew, it was like 9 a.m., and I was still sitting there. Texted him about a show I watched 4 hours earlier. Scratch that. 7 hours earlier. So when all was said and done, I was spent. So I crashed, and luckily I'm living on not even Eastern time, like the West Coast time zone that I'm currently living on. So I'm doing good, having fun, and in a good spirits here this evening. So I hope you are doing the same. If you are not, then I send my love. I hope I can distract you for an hour. I hope, more importantly, the colliders can distract you after that. So, let's ask some questions. I'll try to answer some. This might not be a long show, because I'm where most people, not only is a Saturday night, but also I literally announced this like 20 minutes ago. So, yeah, let's talk grabs here. Well, how, appreciate it. The way the tears brought up my eyes when AJ clipped Randy's knee first time, I knew class was truly in session. That match was sweet, man. They had some time, not as much time as I thought they were going to have initially, because they hit AJ's music at like 9:31. But I forgot that Randy's entrance is like the Undertaker's entrance now. He even signed an autograph, which was cool, but hilarious. So they still had like, I think they had probably 17, 18. I haven't checked, but that would be my kind of my memory of it. It's been uploaded to YouTube. For anyone who doesn't watch WWE Weekly, they uploaded AJ and Randy to the SmackDown, to the YouTube channel, and I think it's like 11 minutes without the two ad breaks, free segment match. But it was a hell of a time. Randy Orton's selling has always been a strong point, and since he came back, it's been through the roof, because he has to, right? Like, he can't physically be what he was, so what's the way to do that? What's the way to tackle that sell? And AJ at 46 is still remarkably capable of giving a match kind of motion, and, you know, the big exciting bumps and keeping the pace, like, you know, relative. I mean, it was a slow pace because that's the way Randy's going to wrestle now, but that isn't an issue for me. So, yeah, I had a really good time with that. It was also fun because I watched not all their matches, but I watched all their matches in front of the like live crowds on TV beforehand. So you get to see the different things that they do in all their matches. Randy's, like, he's done it a couple of times, that really cool calf crusher counter where he steps through and throws a boot, which looks great. So that kind of learned psychology that Oracle talks about a lot on Late Night Grin, it's cool. I like kind of seeing those little details. But yes, a hell of a time, and I am doing well. I appreciate it. You cannot donate on this channel because we are not big enough. We have not reached 1,000 subscribers. To be fair, we've not been around very long, so we've done well, but we've still got a long way to go. And also, I don't know how this show would work with Super Chats, because I just literally read like almost everything in the chat. So it probably would be bad. So maybe we should stay the way we are. I will say, though, the turnout on Late Night Grin last night, for anyone who missed it, we did a Grin game night, which was a hell of a time. And it was our first night with Super Chats, and it was really quite remarkable how many people sent Super Chats for a show that was, you know, going to be what it was going to be regardless. So we very much appreciate that. So thanks for all the support last night, folks. Speaking of such, some bad bitch talk in the chat. If you know, you know. Bing bong. Yes, indeed. We are back. Locked in. There we go. More game night talk. Jay Bing Bong was a huge mismatch on poor Bob last night. Man, I was. It was. I honestly, it's like a one. It's a kind of 1-2 punch for me. It achieves two things. The biggest concern I have with the game show is dead air, because when the guys are trying to win the game, they forget we're doing like a live stream. So as you'll notice, I just talk the whole time, which is my one strength in life. But so really when I go for Bob, I'm just trying to pop people, and I'm trying to make it entertaining. What I've realized, though, is it actually does get under Bob's skin. So I'm both making the show more ridiculous, but I'm also increasing our chance of winning. So it's kind of double dub for me. Very, very nice. All right. Going well, Michael. I hope you're well, mate. Goosebumps, feel the mana. Always down for some mana talk. SmackDown the A-Show, as long as it's ran by Unsamo and Joe Bingbong. I tried to tell you all, man. Did you see those fucking losers today? The haters over there on the cagematch.net, which is definitely not a site I use every day. Definitely not. That wouldn't be me. Did you see them today with SmackDown, the way they came for our show, guys? Did you guys see this? A 6.5, they said, because not every match went 20 minutes. You know, look, I understand that, you know, over on Raw, they have their little spreadsheets out and everyone goes, you know, everyone goes the distance. And, you know, I get it. You got 3 hours to play with. You know, we're about quality, not quantity on the blue brand. You know, I mean, you saw it last night. Did you see that Tama Tonga match? They clocked in about 100 seconds on that son of a bitch. I mean, that's professional wrestling. It's where the big boys play. SmackDown is for the adult professional wrestlers, the big boys and the big girls for that matter. That's where they play. It's on Friday nights. So, I don't know. I've always a pretty easy dub this week, but, you know, cage match is going to cage match. It is what it is. All right. Supporting the blue brand. I assume in Grin game night, but that pairs nicely with the whole shit I was just saying. All right. Some recommendations here, best of Super Juniors. I heard Fujita look great, which I was pleased to see that being the consensus. I haven't seen any of it. I will pick out a couple matches probably at the end for review purposes. I'm trying to get back in the review game. Really, really trying to do that for, honestly, my own, I guess, I just try to be more content with my output. You know, it drives me nuts that I can't write them more consistently. The reality is that I can do a show like this and it will get more eyeballs than the best wrestling match review I could ever write. But that's not really what I'm trying to achieve or what I'm in this for. So I like to write those reviews. I think that's something I can actually offer. But, man, I have just been kicking my ass, my own ass, this year. Just unable to really produce like that the way I did last year. So I'm trying to get back into it. And if indeed I can, I would like to go back to covering, like, you know, something from the best Super Juniors, something from, you know, Tokyo Joshi Pro, something from, you know, CMLL, wherever, like just hopping around. That was what was fun about the match guide. It just, the work, you know, kind of the rate of it kicked my ass. So we'll see, but I'm going to try and check it out. God bless Hooper, by the way. Osprey's best AEW match is still Dax, by the way. I don't think that's true, but it pops me. So yes. Randy AJ was real old man, perhaps limb work. Oh, we went to school, brother. We went to school. Absolutely. You rocked Bob last night. Dax Dynamite Kid on Collision. Look, that's the one that's got me staying up. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I mean, I think none of you will be surprised, so I can say it here. I don't even know if Dynamite, if this young Dynamite Kid gentleman is any good. No clue. I asked two different people if he's any good, and I got answers that would suggest there's two different wrestlers out there under this name. It was, people were somewhat split from what I understand. So I guess I'll find out for myself tonight against Dax the X. Can't wait till Big Dwayne hits all those knees and elbows after all the MMA training. Dude, I actually thought about this the other day. Like, imagine that's his bit when he comes back. And it's because he would see it as like a way to promote the movie too, right? It could be very unfortunate. Shout out Elliot, longtime grinner. Joe, what are your thoughts on Flair Steamboat from Shytown Rumble? Oh my. I just watched it for the first time and thought it was incredible. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful, dude. I think it's I always change my mind on whether or not the first or the second of those three matches is their best. The last time I watched them, I actually thought the not quite Broadway was the best one. But Shytown Rumble is kind of a snapshot of what like the ultimate, you know, it's like that ultimate sweet spot, right? Stylistically, in the sense that that was kind of the what I think the top guys that followed them were striving for, in terms of it has the pace, but it also does have that kind of that edge, right? That grit, that kind of sense of tension that they're in a fight. It's a very, very difficult thing to describe, honestly, as you're finding out now and watching me try to do it. But if you watch the match, I think you'll know what I mean. It has a very particular rhythm and cadence, that kind of seesaw. They have these bursts of momentum and then it slows down again and again. Showtime Rumble was like 20 minutes, I think. Incredible match. Those two had some of the greatest chemistry in wrestling history. You know, Steamboat Flair's like, it's like one of those pairings that you link together forever for a reason. I recommend to you the other two matches. And in 1994, they're not as good, but they have a reunion for a couple of world title matches. And it's just interesting to see kind of, you know, the old them kind of do the same matches as the old lads. It's interesting to see how they adjust slightly. So, yeah, it's a wonderful match. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Where has Ibu been? He's been inactive on Twitter for a minute. I think he's just checked out for a minute because, like, you know, he has a lot of followers. Like, I have, I'd say, what do I have? Probably 10%, maybe a little bit more, maybe a percent of followers that Ibu has. And, like, I see how crazy people get when you post any opinion. And so I think sometimes, you know, he just has to reset a little bit. Like, I saw the Punk thing got kind of crazy. I didn't follow it because I tried to avoid actually scrolling the timeline. I tweet a lot, but I don't actually read a lot of it because I think you lose your mind. Unfortunately, he doesn't have that luxury because it invades his mentions. So I think he's getting a little bit of a break. But, I mean, he's fine. I've been talking to him pretty much every other fucking hour. So he's good. He's just not on the Twitter at the moment. So he loved the SmackDown, though, as you'll find out on Worldwide. But he as well. Yes, indeed. Are you going to watch Resurgence tonight? I think Gabe and Eddie will be the best match. Sorry, it was not working. Of the night. I'm going to catch up on Gabe and Eddie and whatever else gets love. I'm not sure that I'm going to watch the show, any of the show live, to be honest. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. I see how Rampage stacks up. Collision looks good. I don't know what's on Rampage. Thunder lost. Damn it. Well, hopefully I can help you some afterwards. I'm a bit surprised that Becky has not re-signed WWE yet. I am too. You missed the opportunity to start the show at 6:05 Eastern on a Saturday. I miss a lot of opportunities. It's kind of my thing. Do you think there's such a thing as to loom work? There's definitely a thing as loom work. It's a very good thing, but I don't think that's what you're asking. I think I just can't read. What would you have open the show tonight? Osprey, Moriarty, or Danielson, Claudio, Top Flight? Also, you tune into Resurgence. Not sure on Resurgence. I would open with Danielson, Claudio versus Top Flight. Osprey and Moriarty is one of those weird ones where it's like, I would be torn as the booker between what you do there, because you kind of want to give Lee a chance to really go for it, right? You kind of want to give Lee a chance to, like, have a real breakout match. However, I don't know how long Osprey needs to go with Lee, you know? This is kind of the interesting, like, balancing act, especially with modern fans, more specifically fans that watch AEW. Like, your wrestling booker brain of yesteryear would say, as talented as young Lee Moriarty is, based on the way he's been used, Osprey should kind of kill him, right? Like, he should kind of run for him. But that's not really what Osprey has done at any point. He kind of, you know, everyone has like a chance to have the match with Will Ospreay. So I wouldn't open with it, because if I was booking it, it would probably be pretty short and snappy. Not a squash, but I think it would be like, you know, decisive. If Ospreay intends to have the Ospreay match, then yeah, that would be a great opener, because very few matches in the world go over like the Will Ospreay match, right? So, but hopefully Lee has a good show regardless. Top Flight, Danielson, Claudio. I mean, I think we've seen variations of that, I want to say. There's definitely a Danielson tag with Top Flight that was awesome a couple of years back, probably now. So, yeah, either of those are great options. Collision looks pretty strong. Best AJ Randy match, I thought it was better than the first one. I would say it's very close between this and the first one. The last one before this one would be the Free Seed, I think, which was a really nice match on Raw, which is the one with the Spider-Man meme. I'm trying to think if there's any others that kind of that jump off the page to me in my memory. I think they're the main three. The WrestleMania match is probably the worst one, to be honest, just because of the way it worked out. But yeah, I think it's either this one or the first. I'd have to watch them side by side. This one had a much better crowd because it's a different WWE and Orton's a lot more over now. But obviously in that one, Randy is more... It's difficult because I was going to say he's more mobile, but kind of what makes Randy Raw now is that he's not mobile. You know what I'm saying? It's an interesting dynamic. Who are your top five WWE wrestlers this year? Off the top of my head, I'm immediately looking at Sammy and Gunther. Right, I think you have to look at Sammy and Gunther. I think Bayley has had a great year. Try to think. I mean, AJ in the last week has certainly surged into some sort of form. I don't know for the year because it took him a while to get going. But the last month, I would say, I thought he had a really strong match of LA Knight. I thought the rematch of LA Knight was good. He had a tremendous triple threat on SmackDown. And he had these last two matches in the week. So I think he certainly has got to be in that conversation. EO, I think, has pretty much got just the... Well, the Natty match was nice. EO's probably hovering around it. Chad Gable certainly is in that conversation. So they're the first names that come to mind. I'm certainly forgetting people. And so, you know, because I'm trying to go off the top of my head here. But WWE I'm finding it to be a very interesting time for WWE in that because the creative is steady, you're starting to see the strengths, not starting to, I'm starting to see because I was ignorant to it for a long time. I didn't watch as much. I'm seeing how some of their system strengths shines now. Last night's SmackDown, bits aside, was some of the best agenting that I've seen on a wrestling TV show in a long time. Now, I'm aware of how fucking lame that sentence I just said was, some of the best agenting. Listen to me, that sounds ridiculous, but seriously. Watch the matches from SmackDown last night and look at how much they achieve in their time. And look at how specific they are in style and approach. I honestly think if you look at it, you'll see what I mean. And if you watch the show, I think you'll get what I'm saying here. Like, so the in-ring is interesting right now in WWE. I don't watch it closely enough to have a great answer for this question, Trixie, but I talked about something else, so hopefully that was satisfactory. All right. Mr. Joe, hello. I would like your personal rankings on some top WWE women. Rhea, Becky, EO, Bayley, Flair. Okay. Cal, if you're still in the chat, I'm going to scroll down here. If you're still in the chat, please just answer to me if this is like all time or right now, because that will probably shape my answer. And then I'll go back to where I was. I'm going to try and catch up on the chat. But I just want to get this right, because otherwise I feel like it would be different. I feel like my answer would be very different all time to what they're at right now. All time. Okay. All time. I think Becky is the top women's wrestler in WWE history at this point. I think her resume, her output, probably never going to be my favorite. But I think she's probably the top WWE woman at this point. So I would say Becky. I would then look at, honestly, I think I'd go Bayley. You know, I think Bayley's versatility, I think Bayley's significance and influence with what she did out of the gate. I think I'd go Becky, I'd go Bayley. And I don't want to do the Charlotte Flair bit because she's her right now and I wish her well, but I don't know if Charlotte Flair ever connected with the audience to the degree that three of these names did. Truly connected. You know, I mean, I think the audience respects her. I think the audience sees her as a big deal. But I don't know if there is a true connection there in the way that there is with Becky, Bayley, and my free seed, which would be Rhea. I would then take Charlotte, and EO would be five, just because I'm basing this on WWE women's wrestling. In terms of their career, EO is the one, probably. But I'm basing it on, like, you know, if we were doing who's the top women in WWE history, I think EO would be the five there. just based on length of run and so on and so forth. I think that's pretty, I think that makes sense, right? But again, if you're just doing their wrestling career, while I'm not an expert on the stylings of Io Shirai, I'm pretty confident that she would have by far the deepest catalog if we were just doing wrestling. So I hope that made sense. I did it in like I was writing WWF Magazine. I don't know if you wanted me to, but that's what I did. So that's where we're at. All right. I'm a long way behind. Holy shit. Okay. I'm going to try and go quicker. Randy Gunther in the final Cabral. It would be incredible. I'd love to see it. Manny's Star Wars rankings are some, is honestly one of the most disgusting things any adult has ever tweeted, which thing of the ground that covers. Is 19 years the longest gap between 2 5-star matches from one performer? Probably. But look, I loved that AJ Styles match. But, you know, if you wanted proof of the star rating inflation, that getting a 5 over some of those AJ Styles New Japan matches is crazy. And I got nothing but love for Dave. My God, that's crazy. Thoughts on Gabe Kidd. Love the idea of Gabe Kidd and think he's generally awesome. Still has a ways to go in terms of fully executing upon the character and personality he wants to be. But he gets it and he's far closer than most guys in his age bracket because he understands, he has a clear vision of the wrestler he wants to be. I think that wrestler right now has a clear ceiling in terms of his work. But he's getting closer and closer to chipping away and pushing that ceiling up, you know, and breaking through. So I think Gabe Kidd is... He could be very, very special. And I think he's already a hell of a wrestler and really jumps off the page. Really, really jumps the page. Bianca added to that selection we just talked about. I would probably put Bianca in at 3. Rhea definitely has a chance to. Rhea could absolutely be the best women's wrestler in WWE history. No doubt. She's still super young. You know, she needs to be healthy and she'll do it. Randy's recent performances have given me hope him and Cody can bang a structure in a similar way to Cody Dustin. Agree entirely. Good point. I like it. Who's your picks for King of the Ring? I was bullish on LA Knight Gunther, but now I'm thinking it might be Tama and Jey Uso. Jey ain't losing to Ilya. Tama and Jey will be crazy. I think it's going to be Randy and Gunther. Jey and Ilya will definitely be interesting, not just in terms of result, but the match itself sounds hilarious. So, yeah. I think that's where I'm at. I think Randy and Gunther. After the Stardom show, it looks like Tony, Mina at Forbidden Door, then Tony Mariah all in. That would make sense. I think that's a logical idea, and it kind of concerns me as to where Jamie Hayter is, but that feels logical. Finally got to the Bloodline match and AJ match from Backlash, and I thought the Bloodline match was better. Tama really fits in WWE well. Also, Gunther Randy in the finals, I feel. Honestly, I didn't think it was better because, you know, clearly I fell in love with the AJ match. I thought the Bloodline tag kicked ass. I was stunned to see people was, like, not into that match. I thought it was awesome. So, yeah, I get it. Absolutely. Hello, Brandon. I'm not a big war film guy, no, but I also haven't seen a ton of them. It's just not a genre that I've really been attracted to. I should probably, like, you know, change that, really, and give them more of a shot. But I haven't watched a ton. What do you prefer, the Northern Lights, Northern Lights Suplex? Northern Lights Suplex. We are in the crossroads, a Randy Gunther, Tama Uso final. The latter would kill my love for grabs. Listen, I get it, but listen, you know, Tama Tonga, brother, we're seeing some things right now, you know? I'm a whole 20 minutes behind on this chat. Incredible. Thoughts on the Cody Logan title unification stuff? Not very interesting to me, to be honest with you. Not thrilled, but I, you know. I get it. It's one of those ones I put in the category of, like, I get it. I understand it. I don't really care to watch it. As for the unification part, I think that's interesting. I'm almost confident they're going to go back on it and Logan's going to pull his belt out of the deal. I'm pretty sure of that. How much do you think the last 3 years have added to Randy's legacy? Post-COVID, he was most overman on the roster and now he's seemingly slotted in the edge spot as the resident legend on the TV. I think he's going to be huge for his legacy and I think he's also going to be huge for his legacy that all the rest of us think he's like God, you know? Yeah, it's like, you got to underestimate that stuff, man. There are a bunch of kids out there who think Jake Roberts was like, you know, I was going to say Bret Hart, but AO stopped me from saying Bret Hart because he immediately latches onto it. So, you know, people think Jake Roberts was like super exciting in the ring because they've watched all their favorite wrestlers talk about how good he was. And it's like, Jake was, you know, he was Jake. Randy Orton has a similar rep among the boys, and he's a lot more excited to watch than Jake the Snake was. So I think give it time. I've always said this. Like, give it time. I think people are going to be like, he's going to be like really revered in history. Fair or unfair, people are going to feel how they feel about that. I'm a big Orton fan. I definitely think he has like flaws and has been very frustrating at times, but I think his body of work is a lot deeper than your memory may suggest, because he has had so many TV matches in eras that we don't remember fondly. And I think over time it adds up, and there's a respect there that we see when he goes out now, the reaction he gets. So I think it's huge. I think it's huge that he's had this run. Absolutely. Definitely excited for O'Reilly and Cope, for sure. Should be a great atmosphere too. Should be a hell of an atmosphere. What new finish would you give Tama Tonga? I'm thinking Pedigree. We need Tank Dynamic. The spike's taken. Maybe we give him a submission or something, you know? What if he does Roman's guillotine? That'd be neat. Pop. Unfortunately, watching and talking graps does not pay very well. I've tested the theory, but it don't really pay well. It's a shame. Montel, you know, super chats only get so far, sadly. When do you think? Sorry, my stream is glitching. Is that still on the screen for you guys or not? It is for me. Okay, I'm off. When do you think Big Jacob Fatu comes in? I feel like his debut is well overdue by now. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm almost wondering more and more if he's going to be on the other side of the equation. He's going to be like Paul Lee's backup. It's interesting. I'm not sure. I'm kind of concerned about it, to be honest with you, because as a fan, I just want to get to it, you know? Maybe I should trust the process. Who won the rap war? Kendrick, for sure. Kendrick, for sure. Definitely, dude. Piper is tremendous. Like, just a tremendous asset to any roster. She's so steady and so reliable. Match with Jay was good. Oh, my God, Julia. If she goes up in time for next year's Mania, who do you throw her out, and why is it Becky? I mean, if she's like rolling, it probably is. It probably is Becky, but we got to chill it on the Julia thing until we see it, because there are definitely versions of the Julia run where her style takes some policing, you know? She's a very particular way of wrestling. I'm not sure it will necessarily translate. I'm hopeful. It's her charisma and presence. She's got a really high ceiling, but if she's rolling and she gets over, then yeah, Becky's a good fit, definitely. She has that legend status. That'd be a good call. And there isn't really a natural Becky match that's like still looming out there, because they did the Rhea match this year. So, dude, Tangaloa on WWE is going to be crazy. I wish that this would like work when I click on it. Very sad. All right. Some love for SmackDown, the blue brand. Tama Tonga praise in the live chat. I think Stratton beats Blair. So do I. I think that's how they get out of Jade and Bianca, to answer this. Can you talk about Kenny regarding Meltzer? Someone told me he was like doing an Ospreay bit. That's what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not. When I asked them about it, they were like, this is not a scoop person. I'm just saying like someone who watched the stream said he was like working, which... I don't know if that's true. I think he's just, you know, I think he just thinks the ratings are bad. I mean, I agree with him. I don't like to, you know, kick the shit out of Dave, because he's Dave, you know. He takes a lot of shit that's unjust. He takes some shit that's just, certainly, like we all do. But, yeah, his ratings are kind of crazy. I mean, let's be real. Okay. All right, we got some, I'm trying to catch up best I can here. I would love Stratton to actually get a rocket, win Queen of the Ring, and then title straight up the next pay-per-view after. It'd be cool. Her openness, certainly, you know. I think Jade's winning it, but it's certainly. What's Papa Holbert's thoughts on Randall versus Uncle Allen? Real grats, brother. No school like the old school, right? Sold well enough that my father actually realized that he had a bad leg. The unfathomable. Earlier in the night, I love Bianca Belair, but earlier in the night she was selling her leg and like immediately did a kip up and popped me huge. It comes with time, folks. It comes with time. You gotta get old, and you know, once you can't do cool things is when you start really figuring it out. Thoughts on Yeet versus Ilya and the most possible meltdown out of it. I mean, it could definitely be funny. I don't know what the match looks like, to be honest with you. I'm not a big Ilya fan, as all of you know. I'm not saying he's bad. He's just not really my style. So the idea of that meshing with the Yeet Man could be a ride, folks. Could be a ride. What's on Jonathan Gresham embracing law and not being a shoe octopus, and now being, sorry, a shoe octopus? I think it's probably a mistake, to be honest with you. I'd recommend against it, but what are you going to do? I understand he's trying. So, I mean, John's getting up there now, right? He's got me nearly 40. He has to be in his mid-30s at least. And there wasn't a lot of interest in what he was doing before, sadly, because that kind of, you know, that run, unfortunately, reached a crescendo as Ring of Honor was very much changing. And by changing, I mean, you know, being sold. So it's a bummer. I like Gresham a lot. I did not like what I saw of the new gimmick. Yes, Meltzer is in the front row for Showtime Rumble. That is hilarious. And there's the hair, too. Do you think they're warming up Samoa to join the Elite or Team AEW? On related note, should they expand Elite to NWO numbers or keep it small faction? Keep it small. Definitely keep it small. I think there's something to the Joe thing. Like Charlie was saying, they could do a deal where both teams are trying to convince him, which could be neat. I think that could be fun. So maybe. I hope there is like a you know, destination in mind. Because I'm pretty fired up to find out what it is now, so it'd be a bummer if there isn't one. To be fair, Joe has been booked very well in AEW, so I have confidence. This is true. Good call, Simon. Confirmed shoot was poor last night. Good call. I would agree. I think it's very likely Dex asked for this match tonight. Yes, that seems likely. Whatever happened to Davey Richards? That one's a worthwhile Google. I'm not going to break that one. That news. I don't think you're going to be seeing him on a wrestling show for a while. Well, you might actually, based on what wrestling's like. But yeah. Can you believe Cody and AJ got 5 stars? Actually, kind of surprised. I thought it was good, but wouldn't have went 5. Also, kick out 1 on the Burning Hammer, bad. I didn't have an issue with him kicking out. I had an issue with him then like charging into a Cody cutter. But yeah, I was surprised. I loved the match. I didn't think it was a 5-star match, but you know, God bless. Post King of the Ring will be a spooky time. White 6 and Liv Morgan world champion. I guess so. I see that there's been a real shift in the Liv Morgan conversation. I've noticed. Kind of intrigues me. Like I see it as closely, but I've noticed like a considerable shift in the conversation. I don't know if it's fair or not. I don't watch, but yeah. Best remaining Bryan match left. Wow, assuming a fresh match. Damn, dude. I don't know. That's a great question. It's such a shame that Tanahashi can't walk anymore, really, you know? I'd love to have seen them do the dance in this run, but poor Tanner is just cooked. It's such a shame. I mean, I haven't got, like, a fresh match, but then he needs to wrestle Kenny again. Like, it would be crazy if that's it, you know? Do they just have a draw and they never wrestle again? That'd be crazy. So, yeah. There we go. Rafe said the same thing. Dragon and Mox fought Top Flight in 2022, early days of BCC. There we go. Joe, do you know anything about the rumor that Becky isn't interested in AEW, or do you know why? I remember there was talk, like, many months ago. And this was a long time ago, to be fair. I'd say this might not have even been this year. That she just felt like the women's division was just, like, not, you know, like, the way it was used was not to the standard of where she'd want to be at. That was like very much just like whisper shit. Like I didn't get that from anyone credible. That was just what a lot of people I think were saying. Now, obviously, the landscape has changed in women's wrestling because of the Mercedes deal, right? She got paid huge. And I think it's only natural for a Becky Lynch to look at what she got paid and say, well, you know, like, what's what we're saying here? I'll just put, like, I would be stunned if she doesn't re-sign. But I've been stunned many a time before. So that was the word back then. I haven't heard anything new in that regard. But I also haven't heard much confidence or hope that she'd be going to AEW. So, yeah. Falls on Hangman turning in blood and guts and running Swerve Hangman all in. Instead of Ospreay Swerve, feels like seed plant. I think that's exactly what's happening, actually. Yeah, I think Hangman will be in Blood and Guts, and I think he'll win the belt from Swerve at Wembley Stadium. I believe so. Okay. How do you not include the Mana God on the top five list? I know, man. We'll make mistakes. Just finished watching Dax the X versus Ospreay. Real graps. What are some of your favorite hidden gem AEW TV matches? God, they've got some. I mean, there's some killer matches. That's that one is definitely a great one. Last night, I was reminded when we were doing the game night of Garcia and Punk. That match is tremendous. Speaking of Garcia, he has a couple with Eddie Kingston that are great. Unfortunately, a lot of Garcia's stuff I think would count as a hidden gem because it's kind of lost creatively. Unless we forget the Dragon matches. You know what I saw the other day? We were talking about Lee Moriarty earlier. That Dragon Lee Moriarty match where the people like at the end got really into the idea that Lee was going to like fire up and and test Bryan Danielson. That happened, folks. I promise you, I'm not imagining. I saw it. I rewatched it the other day. So there's a couple that come to mind. there were some good tags too when Britt and Jamie were teaming up. They had like a run of tag matches that were pretty sick in like mid-2022, I want to say. Maybe mid-2023. I think 2022, but yeah, there's a handful. Emi Sakura has some too. Okay, we got some top fives. Joe's become an e-drone. I guess so. Top five TV wrestlers ever. Ray Jr. and Dragon got to be locked in there, right? Maybe Benny too. If we break from Benny, I would say... this is difficult. I think the first great TV wrestler was Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson was TV champion in the early days of when wrestling, you know, like wrestlers having real matches on TV consistently, I should say. That's important. I would say Arn. I think because of when he did it, I think he has to be on there. And into the early days of Nitro. So I would say Arn. I would say Christian Cage is one of the best TV wrestlers ever. I would agree. Ray Jr. Dragon is interesting in that, like, I think if you did a list, he would have a ton. But he's great. He almost has just like conventionally great matches on. Like, I think of TV matches in a particular genre because I'm weird. But I think Dragon probably should be on there regardless. Fuck, man. I think Regal is close. I think Claudio has got to be really close. I look at a guy like Sheamus, who has been having good TV matches for 15 years, lest we forget Dustin Rhodes. They're the guys that immediately spring to mind when I think of, you know, great TV matches. Fit Finlay was great. So, you know, and Fit, we got Fit on TV, like, as he was older. Even in WCW, he'd had a whole career before that. So, yeah. I definitely get this. WWE can be, like, too steady for its own good sometimes. I definitely get it. thoughts on Solo, is he fucked off Jacob debut? I think he's factored in. Like, it depends what you kind of consider his ceiling to be right now. Like, if you thought he was gonna be the world champ, then he might be fucked, but like, I don't know, man. I think he's had a pretty good run of it already. I think he'll be fine. He's taken it all, you know. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. You've heard the theme song, but five star talk. I cannot believe that Weatherman Big Lee. Dude, that was crazy. Chi-Town's right. We were talking about a little bit on Late Night Ground. I don't know if you saw this, Chi-Town, but like we were saying, there are genuinely promoters back in the day that would have been like so mad that Weatherman was taller than Gabe Kidd. It would have been like a real thing. But yeah, it is the first thing that came to my mind, which made me mad at myself. Like, I watched it and I wanted to pop, but then I was like, oh shit, he's towering over him. Yeah, Gabe should just, he should have just shot on him then and there, bro. I mean, you got to live with it, right? Sure, maybe you'll get arrested, but protect the business, brother. I'm joking, folks, to be clear. It's a joke. Dwayne on the top five list. The problem with the Dwayne bit is I can't, like, I didn't even really like the Dwayne match. I'm happy to pretend because Dwayne, but, like, I was kind of bummed out how much I didn't get into it. So we can do it. I'll put him on the top five. Fuck it. It's Dwayne. Mana right there. You know? For anyone who's just listening, that was me slapping my forearm. I don't know how the sound translated, if it did or didn't. What match from any company that has been announced are you most excited for? Match that's been announced I'm most excited for. That's been announced? Honestly, dude, Abe and Roddy from fucking Deadlock Pro. If I'm being real, that's the one I'm desperate for. And then probably Roddy and Ospreay as the runner-up, I think. I think that'll be my answer. I think so. Look at Meech. Bless his heart. How much do you think Randy's struggling? How much do you think he's playing up to? How much people think he's struggling? Half, you know, it's one of those deals. I think it's 50-50. I think physically he can't do a lot of stuff, but he just weaponizes it and uses it for emotion and drama, I think, to be honest. Like, I don't think he's in agony, but I don't think he physically wants to take big bumps. He just makes them count. And I also think he knows with the muscle he's put on, he can't push his pace, so he sells more. And luckily, he's over huge, you know, so that's the game, right? The way it should work is when you're super able physically, you do crazy shit and get over. And then when you're over, you can do less physically because you probably won't be able to do as much, you know? That's the game. Randy Orton was born to be a 43-year-old wrestler. It's a shame he had to spend so long getting there. That's fucking awesome. Do you think you would do a grin grappler where two wrestlers who had a historic rivalry had the same birthday month and their feud, do their feud over a grin grappler? Yes. We actually were at one point considering doing Flair Steamboat, ironically, which we were talking about earlier. Because, as I've said before, I don't intend to do a Ric Flair grin grappler, but I do think a Flair Steamboat grin grappler in so many ways would actually be perfect, because the reality is Ricky Steamboat's one of my favorites ever, but I don't know if there's a lot we could add to the Ricky Steamboat conversation. So I think that would be two titans and two wrestlers that I'm not rushing to do episodes for very different reasons, let me be clear, and covering a piece of history. Okada and Tanner, I think, is a great one too, to your point, November birthdays. So I want to play around with that stuff in general. Like, you know, if there's a one half of a tag team that's in the month, I think we should be open to doing tag teams. Previously, obviously, we've done ones that are that overlap, I'm pretty sure. I think. Maybe not. But yeah, either way, yes, I think it's a great idea. And I think as Grim Grappler, as we go further, I think we're going to do different things. Someone suggested before, it may have been Andrew, who suggested this in our chat, like the idea of doing Grim Grapplers that are not wrestlers, but they're our – the lineup would be matches for our acts as fans. I think it's such a great idea. I think it's a great idea. That's like something that if one day we had like a YouTube membership thing in place, which let me be clear, folks, for those of you who haven't been with me for a long time, when we did the Late Night Grin Patreon, the one tier was $1 and you got everything. So this would never be something I would do lightly. But if we did it, those are the kind of things I'd play with. You know, like giving bonus content that I actually think is worthwhile. I think the idea of doing like, my first act as a fan was this era. These are the two matches. You know, my second act was I think that could be really, really cool. So, yes, I'm open to any kind of playing around with the format. Thoughts on the UK receiving 0 points in the Eurovision? I mean, probably fair, right? I didn't see or hear any of it, but probably. Makes sense to me. I think Piper will face Bayley in Glasgow. That'd be awesome. I think the Nia match is going to happen there, but I would like to see Piper get... It feels like Piper will probably work the SmackDown before instead or something. But I'd like to see her get that shot, man, absolutely. Randy Gunter feels like could have a Randy Mark Henry vibes, tremendous match. I love that match, absolutely. It's way too early. Do you have a couple matches you think will happen at Mania 40? I think Cody, Dwayne, and I actually think Roman and... the Pepsi merchant in my matches, to be honest. I think Paul Lee will be... I think that will be the thing with Paul Lee. I think he'll be with Roman until he goes back to Pepsi. I think that's the big two. Cody, Dwayne, Roman, Punk. What a crazy industry this is. Did you hear the words just came out of my mouth? I believe it too. That's the craziest part. I really believe what I just said. It's wild. What are your thoughts on the Irresistible Force here in 2024? She's killing it, dude. Nia is killing it. And credit to the people that, like, the folks in the Fed that trusted their like instincts on her. That ain't easy to do, man. A lot of people had given up on the Nia Jax project. I was one of them. I thought Nia had her moments in like 2016, 2017. Maybe in, no, 2018 was the Ronda matches where she was good. She had her moments, but she was so inconsistent. And then, with respect, she was outright terrible in like 2020, 2021. So it took some guts to be like, no, I think we can, like, I think she's going to right this wrong and come back and have a real run. I didn't believe it. And she made a kind of shaky start, I thought, with that angle they shot on TV for her big return. So, like, credit to them for, I mean, they trusted their instincts. That thing could have bombed. I mean, really could have, you know? I mean, not all of the returns have gone well. I don't think I have to name names. I think you guys are aware of what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it's been really cool. I'm happy for it. It's gone very well. Okay. It was okay. He believes it, but hammed it up for the bit. Okay, that's regarding Kenny on Twitch, folks. My goodness. All right. I think Rock should face Cody at Mania if we want. I do. You see Big Dwayne in War Games for Love of the Game. Agreed completely. That's the funniest possible visual. Should Mercedes join the Elite? I would never join the Elite, but I would probably have her be an associate and be a friend with the Elite who makes business deals, quote unquote. You know, like they have executive meetings and shit. That's fun. How would you book Takeshi and JHP? Video packages, squash matches. You know, I'd probably have. If we're gonna do JHP, we have to have a magazine, right? He'd have some sick magazine covers in JHP. You have to have a place to get these angles over. Sick magazine covers, violent squash matches, video packages of him running fast and jumping high. And then occasionally you'd have real wrestling matches that would rule. That would be the plan. Joe versus Okada is the way to go. God bless. What wrestler has a Josh Hart engine? Just insane hustle. I'll tell you who's got hustle. And I've said this consistently. I'm putting him over all the time recently. I'm really trying to make a point of this. Angelo Dawkins is good at professional wrestling. And it seems like people refuse this. He's. Have you seen the pace that guy can push and the way he can move out there? He's a big guy. He actually is probably too giving in that regard. He's a big fella. He's got a great engine. Try to think of a good. I mean, Roddy Strong's engine is frightening, alarming even. But yeah, I mean, there's some great candidates in that regard. Guys who really push the pace, certainly. There's a couple for you that come to mind, but I keep going back to Dawkins because last night on Green Game Night, I found out he had a 5.7 on Cage Match, and I was just amazed by it. Blew my mind, folks. Cody Carter is a stupid move when you look, think about it logically. I mean, yeah, it doesn't always look great either, which is funny. There's someone on Twitter, sorry, saying that this Mercedes story is leading to a team with Willow versus Stat and someone else. What do you think is of this direction? I think she has to be a heel at this point, to be honest with you, but I don't know. Okay, by the way, the Brian match is Derby. Thank you. I forgot they hadn't wrestled. That's an incredible match. Beast. Okay. My Toleona Gates raggedy babyface agenda was in play and then instantly went up in flames. Hope they get more TV time though. Me too, man. I'm a big fan. Their creative is kind of frustrating. It's host stop start. Like they'll get their run, they'll get like a match on TV and you'll be like, man, they look killer. And then you won't see them for a while. It's a shame. Jay White and Dragon would be incredible in the ring. Yep, Gunther is another one. Mystico. There's a bunch that I just didn't remember. Sounds like me. Always wanted to see Gresham and Bryan. That's never going to happen. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I was big on Gresham for a minute there. Really, really big believer in his work. Just didn't, you know, the way things turned out with the AEW run just really, I think, not only hurt his credibility, but it seemed like it kind of affected him for a minute, which I understand entirely. I hope he's well, because I know he had a stretch there where he was not loving what he was doing. So I hope he's well, and I hope he's enjoying this new kind of experiment. I'm not like, it's not for me, to say the least, but hopefully it's popping him at least. There's a lot of shit in TNA that's just for people pop themselves, so you might as well get involved in it too, you know? Okay. Swerve Hangman Darby. I wish I had sneak Brian in here, but he hates me, unfortunately. That's for the world title there, folks. I like it. I mean, ideally, I think you go straight to Osprey, but if not, Darby is the guy who beats Hangman's pretty neat. Brian as a babyface against heel Hangman would be fascinating. That'd be so good, man. Do you think we'll see Nakajima in a Chase U sweater this year? I don't think you'll see him in a Chase U sweater, but I do think you'll see him in the World Wrestling Federation, yeah. And I say about Julia's style, bro. Imagine what fucking Nakajima will look like in the WWF. It's fascinating. All right. Punk Side Out was a good hidden gem match. Eddie Miro, great match. I never heard you talk about MJF. My God. How do you feel about his performer? Very, very gifted. Very, very gifted. At his best, he's very special. Honestly, really like a bit of a prodigy and a precocious talent. Sometimes I think his instincts really undercut his own ability. I think he gets in his own way sometimes. And I think he got really lost in the chaos of his last run, to be honest with you. But here's the thing. He's, 26 years old? Maybe a little bit older now. Like, I don't think it's a big deal that his first world title reign had issues. I think that's pretty common. I think when Max is at his best, he makes that show better. The key is producing Max in a way that positions him to succeed, positions him to make the show better. I was really frustrated by the babyface run, not only in the sense that I think he made the wrong choices, but in the sense that I felt like there was no attempt to, like, you know, course correct or help him in that regard. I don't know. I don't work there, folks, but it felt like he was kind of doing as asked, or he was doing something and not being told it was. The irony babyface thing was like, it had like 2 months of legs with Adam Cole. Once he was a full on babyface, that shit needed to go, and it didn't. So he had a weird 2023. Max is super talented. Hopefully he comes back and kills it. That would be best for pro wrestling. Let's be honest. We can't, like, look, we have fun with the old guys and all that good stuff. Not every wrestler that's, you know, big time TV and exciting TV can be 45 years old. It ain't healthy. So hopefully Max rocks it. Kenny and Christian is a great match. Punk Dustin's great. Cody and Eddie, great match. Yeah, man, Jamie Hayter wasn't, hopefully still will be, a killer professional wrestler, no doubt. All right. JJ, I hope you're well. Tommy Billington just dropped the promo on AEW's Twitter. Bop. Kofi is a good TV wrestler. Yeah. Dolph and him had like 101 good TV matches. Got some Cody Logan talk. Oh, I have not seen New Dynamite, Mavs fan. I was saying earlier that like I've heard two completely different things about him, so I have no clue how it's going to look tonight. Hopefully it goes great. Joey Fulton never swayed to AEW's through Forbidden Door, but he fucked up with the AAA title. And what happens now? I think he'll still wrestle in AEW, even if it's just a one-off. AEW just icing Ricky Starks. Yeah, I don't think he'll wrestle in AEW again. Dana Scoop. I just don't think he'll wrestle AEW. That's purely guesswork, folks. Thoughts on the Bobby Lashley Carmelo backstage. It was supposed to start their feud. I loved it. Very good. Came across very authentic, I thought. I like this role for Melo on the show with all the veterans and the stars. I like this idea of him as like disrespectful, kind of brash upstart. Like, I know he's not a kid, but let's be real on that roster. He's kind of a kid. So I think it fits. It gives you a natural reason for him to wrestle all of the veterans and get better. I like it a lot, actually. And I thought the segment was good. I agree. What's the biggest women's match left now that we've done? Becky, Rhea. Is it Rhea and Bianca? Yes, I think Rhea and Bianca, unless Jade really explodes. In that case, her versus Eva, Rhea or Bianca would be the one seed. But I think for now, you've got to say Rhea and Bianca is the big one. Favorite non-punk Umaga Brock Cena matches? I mean, Cena and Dragon from SummerSlam 2013. Cena and AJ from all three of those matches, I think, are tremendous. Cena, try to think if there's any others that are like jumping off the page to me. I mean, there's a million and one good Cena matches. It's just whether or not my memory can keep them. There's some of the Orton stuff's good, dude. I never know the pay-per-view names, but some of those matches are great. It just doesn't really compute necessarily because of how many they had. It wasn't, you know, not so memorable, but there's a couple that jump off the page. Cesaro for the US belt. The Seth match where his nose got all fucked up. There's some. I want a Hogan Green Grappler. It'd be good. It would be a good show, definitely. Be a challenging money in that, like, I don't want us to say a million times over that we think he's a piece of shit, because I think at this point it's implied, right? I think everyone's aware that, you know, the consensus on Hulk Hogan is that way for a reason. So I'd have to figure it out how to, like, do that without... I don't want to ignore the fact he's a piece of shit, but I also don't want the whole show to be us, like, reading a disclaimer. You know, I'd have to figure it out. Yes, I miss both. Jamie is, like... It's honestly really sad how long she's been gone, dude. Like, it's a real shame. Brutal. Okay. I like those orange matches. Orange and Swerve, Orange and DG, both hidden gems. Yep, I like it. There you go. Joe Bing Bong Green Grappler. My God, Boss Man and Mountie. Respect. Favorite mid-card tag team, Power and Glory, Killer Bees, The Hollies, etc. That's a fun question. It's got to be the Faces of Fear, Meng and Barbarian. That's got to be my pick, I think. The ultimate, like, just give them 7 minutes on TV and, you know, the show will be fine. I think that would have to be my pick. They have so many fun matches on Nitro that are, like, kind of lost time. They were a hoot. Very fun team. All right. Constantly missing out on Roman Rock another year, so I'll say Roman Rock, Cody Punk, and honestly, maybe Sammy Gunter too for the big gold. I read big gold. Treacy didn't say it. It's the way my brain reads WHC at this point, because I get very confused by the names. I did see this Braun work Shinsuke last night. I did see that. I'm glad the big man is back. There you go. Meng and Barbarian. Eric Braun up for Wacken. I think the Braun Breaker thing happens also. Plethora. I think Braun ends up being Paulie's guy, but I think there's too much money in, like, a brief reunion. I think people would just lose their shit for Paulie and Punk being back together for 3 months, you know? I think it would pop people. This is really good point. I'm not going to co-sign the threat in this, but Tope really is right. I mean, this, you need to like the video, folks. I mean, this has been going for an hour for some fucking reason. I need to go soon, but we're here nonetheless, and if you've enjoyed this, please do give it a thumbs up. Joe, why do so many people hate on FTR besides the Friends of Punk? FTR are personally my favorite tag team ever. I'm just trying to figure out if I miss why people dislike them. Well, I think there's a range of reasons, right? I think, firstly, and I think fairly and understandably, I think their association with the tennis racket man is an issue, and I get that completely. as I've said before, I'll never defend it. I'll just say that for me, wrestling, like, I have to put that aside for the most part. You know, I just, every wrestler I like is associated with some sort of piece of shit. It's just kind of the reality of this, sadly. That doesn't make it right, though, so I get it. I think that's part of it. I think the fact they're kind of in the natural opposition to the Bucks, there's like a natural pushback there. Then the Punk part. Also, some people are popping themselves. Mix all these things together. Dax is on Twitter a lot. I get it can be frustrating for people. I don't have an issue because Dax sometimes will reply to me, which pops me very much. But I get that, you know, generally he can tweet sometimes, you know. Let's not mention Cash Wheeler recently. You see, as I piece this together, there's some reasons. Now, I say all that, as you know, Michael, you and I are in the same spot on this. I'm a huge FTR fan, but I think that's probably the best way I can explain it. I hope I did that justice for anyone who doesn't like FTR. I hope I spoke for you well enough, but I think that's it. Okay. Who do you think, who do you have to take the belt from Mox? Gabe Kidd is my favorite. Dude, it's tough because Shota felt like the obvious pick, but Shota's, they're doing the match tonight. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's very difficult. I think Naito is going to win it back, and I think that fucking sucks, to be honest with you. I think it sucks. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I still think it should be Shota, but it's just a weird thing to go into that match tonight. Yes, six star asked the other day about new Holbert House, and I was like, I don't even have time, unfortunately. And then I had like a spare hour, and was like, fuck it, let's do it now. Okay, Angela Dawkins loving the chat again, folks. If I miss stuff now, it's because I didn't realize so many people would watch. So I started out at a slower pace than I probably should have. Oh, my God, dude. I don't know about singles, but Randy and Dwayne is absolutely saying you should try and get into an all-star tag. Because, you like, again, as you say, the atmosphere. Like, just the, it's one of those things, like, it's just there's a feel there, right? There's an electricity, a mana, dare I say. Six star's favorite bit. But I will say, Starlight Kid, team with that support, it sounds fucking awesome. So I may have to tune in for that, actually. Beast. Okay, Brian Hangman 2 is still my favorite AEW match. Incredible match. Both their matches are incredible. All three of their matches, in fact. The third one's not as good as the other two, but it's damn good. All right. Nakajima vs. Lexus King. Pop. Okay. Again, folks, I'm going a little quicker here because we're shorter on time. Joe, will you be hunting down the Tiffany Meachin, Kofi Ray hashtag? You already know the answer. Of course I am. I think they should actually upload those with like Coliseum video presentation. Byron Saxton hosting, you know, standing at ringside. That'd be a tremendous treat if that was uploaded tomorrow morning. Live from the World Wrestling Federation house shows. And by live, I mean like on a 12-hour delay. Cena JBL, I quit match. Great call for the Cena matches. Good shot. That's a nice one. You get to book a new feud for each company. Who are you booking? Eddie Kingston, Samoa Joe, Andrade El Idolo, and Uncle Allen on the blue brand where the big boys play. And TNA, you can do Ryan Nemeth and Trent Seven. Cena and Edge have a couple of great ones. Yeah, the ladder match in Toronto, the TLC match in Toronto. Tremendous. Who had more aura, 2024 Elite or 2004 Evolution? Listen, I take no pleasure in telling you that it's definitely Evolution. And that sucks, and it's unfortunate. I do not like Evolution. I do not like that Paul Levesque did his own Four Horsemen cosplay on national TV. I think it's despicable, and I resent it. But if we're just talking aura, I got to keep it real. I mean, they were pretty fucking cool, man. It is what it is, you know. It's a shame. Triple H wasn't really very cool, but the squad, Young Dave and Randall, like, you know, it is what it is. In terms of aura, Okada is doing the lifting with the Elite. Now, in terms of watching them wrestle, I mean, that's a different thing. But you just said Aura. I'm sorry. I got to be real. It is what it is. KO and Cena. Great call. Dude, Cena's catalog is fucking crazy. Is there anyone you wouldn't be comfortable doing a green grappler on outside of Benny the Butcher? I mentioned this like a couple weeks back. Like, I don't – comfortable maybe is the wrong word. I don't think we should do a Flair episode because, like, to me, he's been celebrated at a rate that is, like, frankly absurd considering the many issues with him as a human being. And most of that part of his life is far, far, far less talked about in the grand scheme of things than, you know, the great Ric Flair stuff. Like, he's had like 8 documentaries, got a movie coming out. I see nothing we could add to the Ric Flair discourse. Like, I don't see any reason for us to assess his career separate from that. He is genuinely very fortunate to consistently have his career assessed separate from all of the issues that come with Ric Flair. To this day, incredibly, he's still embarrassing himself. So, yeah, I think Ric Flair, I just don't see any value in it. But, I mean, I'm sure there are other ones that I'm not thinking of. Like, but most of them aren't wrestlers that we'd do anyway, right? We're not going to do Alberto Del Rio anyway. Like, what need is there for that? So, but yeah, we're not going to do Benoit, to your point. Joe, do you think War Games is Solo, Tama, Camacho, Jacob, and Hikaleo versus Roman, Usos, Sammy, and Heyman? Good God. God, that the names there and the fact you said Camacho made it even more scary. Let's hope not. You think Punk, Drew, and Scotland is the move, seemingly with him not being in the tournament anymore? I don't think they know yet. I think it depends on when Punk gets cleared. I think that's what Punk wants to do. But I haven't... I'm not sure. I think Punk wants to work Scotland, but I could be wrong on that. I think Drew might win the belt in Scotland, to be honest. We shall see. What's the time? Okay. Still got some time. Would you have one of Rhea or Bianca play heel? Or do you go balls to the wall and make it Alpha versus Alpha with little alignment? I think Bianca's turning heel soon. I think she's turning heel on Jade, actually. As someone who has got into wrestling snob Twitter, I think Butcher Joe is overrated. Pop. I love the match. I can understand if you read some of the way people talk about it, I get being like, that's a little much. And I see that as someone who talks about it that way. So I completely get it. But yeah, you know, it definitely can be talked about in ways that I could imagine are slightly jarring if it doesn't fully connect with you that way. Luckily, well, I was going to say Joe, but to be fair, if I'm being honest with myself, Necro has also got some incredible matches. Necro is, there is a lot more depth to his career than I think people realize. But I understand if you don't want to realize because there are many reasons to be like, fuck Necro Butcher. So I get it. All right. Who do you have as tag team of the year right now? I think it's got to be the EVPs or Axiom and Frazier. Probably, because the Bucks didn't work really until. I don't know. That's tough. That's tough, dude. What did the FTR do this year? Was the House of Black stuff this year? Because that stuff was really good. I think that stuff's kind of lost because no one watches Collision. House of Black stuff. Their tournament run wasn't great, but they had the final with the Bucks. The Blackpool Combat Club tags. Your mileage may vary. I don't know. The Bucks have got the big one, the Sting Derby match. I'm trying to think of what else though, outside of that and the ladder we just talked about. I have to really sit down and look at it. I probably won't, Tyler, but it's a good question, and I just wish I had a good answer. I haven't seen a lot of the X-Men Frazier matches, so I can't speak to that. You think we watch Raw live more if Netflix has those commercial free matches? Yes. Okay, so I actually want to quickly talk about this because I know I don't have a lot of time, but fuck it. I want to talk about this because I mentioned membership earlier. I want to float this to you guys and see if it's something that would pop you. This is something that is 7 months away at least. So I'm just putting out this. I want to see what the audience thinks. I am interested when Raw moves to Netflix in doing weekly watch-alongs. Because for me, it will not just be Raw. Raw and SmackDown will both be on Netflix, which means I could literally, as I sit here now on this monitor, have the Netflix, will not be relying on some sort of shaky stream. I'll be watching Raw. just like I used to do with Dynamite and can still do with Dynamite. I want to ask you guys, what do you make of that as a potential, a thing on the Late Night Grin channel, most likely? I'd probably put teams together and we'd probably have a little 2-3-man booth every week. Maybe it would be Raw 1 week, SmackDown the next. Maybe we'd pick each week. I don't know. But chat, would that be something you would pop for? Or is it something that you don't want to do? You don't want to see? Because I don't know, really. But I definitely am interested in watching live more. And I also think it's something that I could have fun doing shows with if I got it right, if I got the format right. So, yes, to answer your question. And chat, tell me about the grin along thing. Okay, now I can't see any comment. That is unfortunate. All right, give me 1 second, folks. We've got like 20 minutes here. Why is this not working? All right, we're back. Okay, I think I missed a few, but I'm behind enough that it makes sense. Joe, AEW uploaded a promo from the Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington, and he said he's going to do what Brits do best. What exactly do you do best? Drink? I don't know. That's not really... Don't bobble. I don't think he's going to win. Update. He then said, invade, kill, and conquer. Fair enough. Jesus wept. Good God. My goodness. Wow. What an approach. Elite stuff is really good, but currently does it feel kind of like a all eggs in one basket thing? Mercedes hasn't inspired me a lot thus far, waiting for in-ring debut. Yeah, that's the challenge with the big angle. When you do a big angle, it has to like be the centerpiece of the show, but that's a gamble because if it doesn't connect commercially, then like you've just, you're like kind of doomed. TNA had about 8 of these angles. We don't know yet if this will go over. Like it may be a thing that's just a double or nothing little cycle here, but that's the challenge. But I think it's been the best stuff on the show for what that's worth. Like, I think the Elite stuff's been by far the best stuff on Dynamite, but it is. It's a gamble because if people don't like it, it's the show. So definitely is, they've closed 3 shows in a row with an angle, right? So yeah, certainly. 6 stars spot on here. Brian and Hangman 3 is indeed like the house show style cut of the match. Absolutely. I have not read Death of the Territories. I just finished the Sitting Ringside book by Guy Evans and David Penza, which is just terrific. I recommend it wholeheartedly. A really just wonderful ringside perspective on the Monday Night War and the WCW roller coaster and what that felt like to be riding high and then to be collecting your stuff from the office. I think it was a great book. So that answers Michael's question here too. I really do recommend it. And also, the second half of the book is like a treasure trove of formats that Penza had through the years. So there's a bunch of stuff. If you're a nerd for that stuff, there's a bunch of stuff there. Okay. There is aura talk in the chat. Respect. I have not seen Juwan Evans, unfortunately. I hear good things. I've seen clips, but I've not seen him. All right. Seeing how things have panned out, do you think Athena beating Billy was the right call? I didn't love the Nyla match and Sheeta matches and would prefer to see Athena and Dynamite. I do not think it was the right call, no. I think it was the right call for Billy because I don't think she was ready. But I don't think it really matters because it's Ring of Honor. I think she should be on TV. But that's a complicated... I sense there's more to that. I just get a feeling. So I'll just say no. I don't think it was the right call. And I think Athena should probably be... if we're being real, in an ideal world, she was the world champ that Mercedes was coming in to greet. I mean, we'll be him. But it's worked out how it's worked out. I mean, I'm thrilled for Athena's run. I just wish more people got to see it. It's a shame. All right. When can we expect to see a new tracksuit? Got to build up to it, brother. Got to build up to it. You're watching the New Japan show. I'm going to catch on it tomorrow. What's the ceiling on Shooter and Mox? It could be very good. Like, I'm kind of hot and cold on Mox at the moment, but yeah, we shall see. I think it could be very good. Mox was very, very motivated for the for the Naito match. All right. It seems like people would think it'd be cool. Yeah, this is, don't ever, that's right, dude. Like, for me, Netflix being the home of both those shows is huge. Like, it, I'm genuinely hoping it's still good by then. All right. Everyone's popping huge. Was that the billing in line? I think it was. Joe, I know you wanted to follow up on the Isaiah Cassidy promo. They did another one. Did you see it? I did not, actually. I did not see that at all. Thank you for telling me. He's a talented guy. He's super young still, too. People don't realize he's been on TV the whole time. He's young. Joe, I love you dearly, but mentally I'm still stuck punching my webcam after FTR beats Tenerico. Look, bro, it is what it is, you know. It is what it is. You know, greatness, these are the games we play. So you have to acknowledge that level of mustachio. You know, is what it is. LNG alumnus Dax Harwood. Did you actually watch those DPW matches you were talking about? I did, and out of politeness, I will not comment on my four of them. All right. So, will Raw be commercial free? It will be. From my understanding is that you'll have to have a premium account for it to be commercial free. If you have the normal Netflix account, it will be. You'll get the ads. It's my understanding. I could be wrong. I may have made that up, but it was my understanding. I will expect that's going to be on USA. Yes, for in America, it will be on USA. For us, Netflix gets the entire network. So basically, what for you guys, Peacock. For us, we Netflix, plus we get Raw and SmackDown. In the UK, it's an incredible deal. But I understand for our American friends, you guys need cable and Netflix to watch the TV. So that fucking sucks. So I apologize for that. Well, I don't apologize. It's not my fault. Blame Nick Carl or someone. But even still, you know, commiserations and such. But it's not my... I do not have that issue, thankfully. So there's that. All right. I think I caught up. Okay, I got like... Here's what we'll do. We've got 5 minutes. If I missed your chat, you can repeat it now because we've got 5 minutes. I wanted to make sure I caught up to the bottom so then I could reset. If I missed it, put it in the chat and I'll try my best. To be clear, guys, because I know Couch is popular, but to be clear, I watched a handful of DPW matches. I thought the presentation was terrific. I thought the atmosphere and vibe was tremendous. I thought it had a really cool feel. I did not love the matches I watched. I was not surprised I didn't love the matches I watched because the gentlemen in the matches have things about them that I do not love, and that's fine, right? But I think what they're doing is really cool. It's just, I'll put it this way. There was not a match I put on that I thought, man, I'm going to really love this, and then I was surprised. I was, you know, it is what it is. We like who we like, and that's life. Green Grappler on Jimmy Rave would be awesome. Jimmy Rave was tremendous. Tremendous. And really unique, too, in terms of his skill set at the time. I think people appreciate it, but I think he's actually aged very gracefully, too. So, be a good show. I don't know if... No, we could definitely do it. I was thinking the Axe. Yeah, no, that'd be a good show. Probably a ways away, because there's so many. There's so many grapplers we've got to get to. Are you high on Takeshita? I think Takeshita's awesome. Awesome wrestler. What does Bob think of DPW? There's no way he's ever seen a DPW match. Do you think Rhea and Bianca could be an all-time rivalry done properly? It should really be a classic rivalry, right? It totally should be. Here on May 11th, SummerSlam main event. I think the SummerSlam main event... I think it will be Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton. And I think the second biggest match will be Bloodline Civil War 2, I think. Bloodline Civil War 2, which I would call, Roman the Usos versus whatever three gentlemen from the other squad. That's my guess. Green Grappler Finn Balor, would love to. Did you see Booker T's take on wrestling fans? I did not. No. Sounds interesting. This could happen. That could be the beauty of me doing a grin along, right? That could be the charm of it. Now, again, that may be something I mentioned earlier. If you ever see us implement YouTube membership on Late Night Grin, I want to make this clear to the audience now. I know it's a different channel, but let's be real, it's the same fucking people. It's May. If this happens in January, I want the audience to be aware that this is not something that I'll be doing is like that. Like, it'll be something where I have an idea. So I'm glad people are interested. It may be behind that kind of a paywall. I apologize for that. But like, the reality is it's a lot of time, right? It's like, it is what it is. Maybe it won't behind your YouTube membership. Maybe it will be a different kind of, I don't know. I just wanted to check with the audience, see what you all thought, because I think it could be very fun, but I think a lot of things will be fun and the audience doesn't give a shit about them. So I'm glad to know we're on the same page, and I'll try and figure out what that looks like. Yes, 6-star is the best. Everyone supports 6-star. And 6-star will at some point be on this channel, in fact. There's a couple folks I want to get on the channel. 6-star, AC, who's done some of the best features about wrestling I've ever read, quite frankly. So we'll have friends on the show. Unfortunately, my schedule is such that these are becoming increasingly like a thing that I do very last minute. But these are the games we play, as a famous scholar once said. All right. How do you go about debuting Mercy Machine Guns? Them automatically coming in and being labeled as Team AEW off the bat doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm kind of intrigued by that deal. That's gone very quiet. Very quiet. Favorite commentator? Feels like they all take away from the product more than they give. I'm a big Nigel fan. I understand he's somewhat polarizing because he's a lot, but I'm a huge Nigel fan. I still think Shivani's great at play-by-play. I'm not a big fan of third man Shivani, if I'm being honest. Other than that, not really. Not a long list for me, unfortunately. Worst popular move. I think the people's elbow would be horrible on anyone other than Rock. The STFU is pretty brutal, dude. I mean, respectfully, the way he executes that move is quite unfortunate. Or executed. I don't know the last time he did it, but yeah. How are you feeling about Marigold's first show coming up next week? I'd forgotten about the Marigold project because, you know, things got kind of spooky there for a minute, but I'm probably going to watch it. It'd be pretty cool. All right. I think we're there. I think we're ready to proceed. Okay, folks, this has been very fun. This year has been a blast thus far. And I want to thank everyone who has allowed that to be the case. We have brought back the Late Night Grin, and somehow, some way, we have maintained much of our momentum. I don't quite know how, but we've managed it. You have all allowed that. You have allowed me to do these shows whenever I have time. You have continued to support my endeavors on The Wrestle Purists. It has been terrific. I am amazed by the continued support and momentum. I've been doing this for quite a long time now, but it feels like we're climbing some here, which what we're climbing to, I have no fucking clue. But it feels like we're going somewhere up, which is good, I think. So let's continue to do that. I want to again reiterate the things I talked about on this show as to like adding content or different content, stuff that will not happen for a long time. But I wanted to get it across because, like, I want this to be a community thing where we talk these things out, basically. Anyone who's been with me since Late Night Grim was a Patreon page will know that's, like, I do take that very seriously. I know on Wrestle Purist for a while I was doing the bit of, like, the Carny Worker thing as, like, a nod to the big LG. The reality is I don't actually really give a shit about that. Like, but it is, you know, I'm now at a point. I've been doing this long enough. I feel confident enough in what I do. I am going to look at different ways to monetize it, but I will always try and do it in a way that is respectful of your time and your money, because ultimately, guys, here's the deal. There are so many wrestling shows you could spend your money on. If I have the temerity to ever ask you to spend your money on a show in which someone talks about wrestling, I promise you I'll try to make it worthwhile. I think that is an obscene ask. So if I ask it, I'll do it with lots of care, I promise. Here's what you need to do for me before you get out of here. Like this video. subscribe to the channel, and comment below something like this. What have we got today? Fuck. Bob, I feel like saying that Bob watching DPW could be a good call, I'll be honest with you. Dex the Axe. Dex the Axe, what we got here? I mean, I think we should avoid quoting the Tommy Billington one. Let's not do Bronson Reed bad. What did we talk about today? I don't know. Okay, here's a good comment bit. Grin Grappler, colon, and then the most ridiculous wrestling name you can think of. Grin Grappler Bronson Reed. Grin Grappler, you know, Natalya. That's not really ridiculous, but it kind of is. Maxine Dupree, you know. JHP Plus. JHP Select. This is a good one. Bronson Reed, Jey Uso, Watch Along. Comment about Nat Support. That's always a good idea. Comment about Six Star. Wherever you feel right, comment that below. Like the video, subscribe. Support us on Late Night Grand. Support Wrestle Purists. Enjoy a Collision, Am Rampage, or New Japan Resurgence. There's a lot of wrestling on tonight. Have fun with it or don't watch any of it. It doesn't really matter to me. I just want you to enjoy the professional wrestling that you choose to view. With that in mind, go do all those things. Comment those things. Look at this incredible picture of me and Samoa Joe. And as always, folks, thanks for the house. Have a great night.